Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Housing supply continues to be not enough for the needs of the state of Massachusetts, and that's pushing the median price of a single-family home to new highs. It's now $410,000. Again, that's the median price of a single-family home in Massachusetts, and that's according to the Massachusetts Association of Realtors. Now, in the past, we thought the only way to really fix this problem is to build our way out of it. But is there more that we can do than just building more housing stock? So to explore this question, we're joined now by Barry Bluestone. He's founding director of the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy and a professor at Northeastern University. Barry Bluestone, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Okay, so more than $400,000 is a median price for homes.
Well, you know, when the Warren Group announced their first numbers, Tim Warren said that this is unprecedented and perhaps worrisome, were his terms. The fact is, the Massachusetts numbers pale in comparison with the Greater Boston numbers.
Right.
So if you looked at Greater Boston, the five counties of Essex, Middlesex, Norfolk, Suffolk, and Plymouth, prices were up to $451,000, which was a 28% increase since 2010. And then if you look at individual counties, Essex County up 6.5% in a single year, Middlesex County up 6%. Suffolk County, Boston, prices are up 10% in a single year. Now, there aren't that many people who get a 10% wage increase every year.
No.
And so the result is that housing has become so much more unaffordable. But the question is, for whom?
Right.
Developers know how to build housing for really rich people, and they're building lots of it. They also know how to build housing for some poor people because they get federal and state subsidies. What they've been unable to do is build housing for the vast middle for most people. And that's the nut we have to crack.
Right. I mean, because I'm so glad you brought up this point, Barry, because, there has been a boom in the luxury housing stock. And interestingly, some of those places aren't even being used as residences, rather investments.
They're bank vaults.
Yeah. Yeah. The very fancy, shiny new bank vault. So how can we then to meet the needs of the great middle that are feeling the squeeze? How can we accelerate the building there?
Well, what we need is a coalition, and that coalition is coming together. We've been meeting with Suffolk Construction. We've been meeting with some of the biggest developers. We're meeting some of the best architects in the city. We've been talking with some of the universities. We've been talking with the city and state government officials. And we realize we're going to have to do a lot of things. We're going to have some zoning reforms, some building code reforms. There are new, brand new construction techniques which are more efficient, cheaper to build, and better. But most of those are in Europe. We have to bring them here. We have developers who are now saying, we've pretty much saturated the high end of the market. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to look at this big part of the market. How do we work with the building trades, the unionized building trades? We've got them involved in discussions. How do we deal with the city in terms of some of the NIMBYism? Where can we put this housing for workers? Where can we put housing for all those 109,000 graduate students who are living in the community or the tens of thousands of interns and residents in our hospitals? That new coalition, working with state and local government, I think is our first chance at breaking into that working class, millennial housing market. And I'm very excited that we've been having meetings almost every week to try and figure out what part of that puzzle we can fix over time so we can get it all together and talk about 20 to 30,000 new units of housing, some of it manufactured right here in Boston, giving jobs to young people in the community at the same time we solve their housing needs.
So Barry, I'm excited too to hear about this coalition, but give me a bigger sense as to like what are people saying are the three most pressing challenges or things that would need to be fixed to unlock the potential to build all these houses.
Number one is new construction techniques that reduce the cost of construction by as much as 20 to 25%. Number two, we have to find a way to get investors into this market. And part of the way is working with the universities and teaching hospitals for their own graduate students and interns and residents so that those universities and teaching hospitals take master leases. Let's say we got my university and BU and BC and UMass Boston together, and they said, we'll work with the developer and we'll guarantee 100% of occupancy for 15 years. Mm. That makes the money flow. And then if we get the city working together to make sure we have zoning laws and building codes that make us allow us to build this new kind of housing, in some cases smaller units, in other cases using new techniques, then we've solved the problem.
Okay. But what about families? I mean, a lot of what I'm hearing you say has to do with young millennials who you may or may not have families, but as they grow up, as they age, the kind of housing that they're going to need is different.
Right.
And we need to plan for that, too.
Well, there's two
people
answers.
People need it now.
Right. Well, there are two answers to that. One, even when I arrived in Boston back in the 1970s and I cruised down streets in Dorchester or JP or in the South End or anywhere else or in Cambridge, lots of triple-deckers and working-class families lived in them. Now, much of that housing stock, which is 40% of our stock in Boston, Somerville, and Cambridge, is taken over by young people. If we could get some of those young people into housing more appropriate for them,
we'd free it up.
And then, using the same techniques, build housing for working families with 2 and 3 bedrooms.
Mm. Well, Barry Bluestone is founding director of the Dukakis Center for Urban and Regional Policy. He's also a professor at Northeastern University, talking to us about the way forward in Massachusetts' continuing high cost of housing challenge. Barry, it's always great to have you. Thank you so much.
Nice to be here again.
That's it for today and for this week. I hope you have a wonderful weekend. Join us again on Monday for more Radio Boston.